Hi, everybody. Welcome. It's time for Atomic Radio Hour, the post-nuclear podcast. I'm your host, Vince. Welcome to today's program, episode 336. How are you? You look great. Happy to see you. Before we even get started, I gotta give a big shout out to the Gooman Entertainment Patreon, the sponsor of this show, and I also have to give a big shout out to Willie DeWitt, who is here tonight. Thank you for being here, sir. I have a show in store for everybody, both here and at home. How has your year been? I know I've been asking that pretty much every episode, but, you know, it's the first month of the year. It's been a bonkers week for me, and it's only Wednesday.
Hey, guys. I had an entire first segment, and then it got completely botched. So I shot an hour-long segment about the Microsoft Dev Showcase, and then that got botched. So, here are the biggest takeaways from the showcase. Ninja Gaiden is coming back, and it looks cool. I have never played any of them. Might check out Ninja Gaiden 2 Black. The French are making a JRPG. Not my kind of game. If you like turn-based, maybe good for you, but a big old skipper for me. I'm very excited for South of Midnight. The art, the music, the protag. Feels like a 360 game in all the best ways. Feels like something fun and fresh yet familiar. Doom the Dark Ages. Holy shit, this may be a day one buy for me. Looks fun, fast, intuitive, and brutal. The soundtrack goes absolutely bonkers. You get to pilot a mech that punches a demon kaiju, and you get a shield that has a chainsaw blade. I don't care at all about the story. This just looks like a great game to tune out and lose yourself in. Can't wait. Anyways, sorry for biffing this whole beginning segment. I would have loved to re-record it, but it's 11 p.m. and still have like 2 to 3 hours of editing to do. Plus, the fun of seeing a first reaction would have been lost. I don't think I could feign interest in the Ninja Gaiden games again. Love ya. Enjoy this week's lore. It's a fun one.
Before I can get into this week's lore, I have to thank a few people. These are the people that keep the show up and running. They help out in a monetary sense. They appreciate the show. They like the show. One of them is even here tonight who helps support because they are in a special tier for our Patreon. On screen right now are some of the names, all of the names actually, of the people who support this show. Again, it's at the Gooman Entertainment Patreon, the sponsor of this show. Go ahead and give it a look-see from the $1 tier to the $10 tier. There is a lot of stuff on there that you can take advantage of. And, you know, for 10 bucks a month, it's 3 to 4, maybe sometimes 5 episodes a month that you get that you could sit here and watch live. Let me thank these people real quick. Starting at the top, I have to thank the OG Noah. Thank you, Noah. After Noah, I have to thank Willie DeWitt, who is here tonight, who also says it's a ton of fun. Thank you, Willie DeWitt. After Willie DeWitt, I have to thank Mellow Milhouse. Thank you to Mellow Milhouse. And after Mellow Milhouse, I have to thank Captain Lennox. Thank you to Captain Lennox. After Captain Lennox, I have to thank Danish Hound Dog. Thank you to Danish Hound Dog. And after Danish Hound Dog, I have to thank Brotherhood Outcast. Thank you to Brotherhood Outcast. These fine folks, like I said, are helping the show grow and thrive, and I can't thank them enough. I love you. So last week, if you've been following along at home, we talked about the snow globes. I almost said bobbleheads. I talked about the snow globes from Fallout New Vegas, and I really enjoyed doing it, and I wanted to do the bobbleheads from Fallout 3 kind of as like a companion piece to it. And I went on the Gooman Entertainment Patreon, and I asked the poll like I usually do, and I said, hey, do you guys want to hear about the bobbleheads, or do you want to hear something entirely different? If you'd like to hear any lore, and I mean any lore whatsoever from the Fallout series, the show, the games, the one comic book that we have, really anything, check out the Patreon. Because even at the $1 tier, your voice is heard when I ask a weekly poll, and your voice gets heard in choosing this week's lore. And this week's lore, by way of the Gooman Entertainment Patreon, is on the bobbleheads from Fallout 3. The bobbleheads, let me grab it because it's right next to me. Excuse me. It's hella dusty. This is a little embarrassing. This is the Fallout 3 bobblehead that came in the collector's edition. This is something that I never thought I would have when I was a little kid playing Fallout 3, and now I have him. On the back, it says Fallout 3. He's got a little 101. This is something that I never thought that I would actually have, because I never thought I'd get my hands on the Collector's Edition, and I got my hands on the Collector's Edition right before Fallout 4 got announced, and then everyone went back and bought all of the back stock of Fallout 3's Collector's Edition. If you want to know where the locations for the bobbleheads are and what they do in-game, there is a link. There's a little timestamp here. Jump to that time, and you'll be able to find all of what you need. Pre-war, these were exclusive Vault Tech merch available to only executive-level Vault Tech employees. There's a bunch of them. I'm going to talk about one of them briefly that really, really upsets me because it doesn't make sense why it is the way it is. Again, there he is. I'll bring it up when we get to him. There's 20 bobbleheads in total. There's 7 for your special stats and 13 for your skills. Strength, perception, endurance, charisma, intelligence, agility, and luck all have a bobblehead, and when you collect one, your stat goes up by 1. And this is why when you build a character in Fallout 3, your special never go higher than a 9 because of these bobbleheads. Do a 9 intelligence, get the intelligence bobblehead, you now have a 10 in that stat. If you grab one of the 13 skills as a bobblehead, being barter, big guns, energy weapons, explosives, lockpick, medicine, melee weapons, repair science, small guns, sneak speech, and unarmed, it'll increase it by 10 points. Meaning, once you get a skill to 90, don't do any more, just go get the bobblehead. Unless you already have that bobblehead, pump it through. Now there's 2 achievements that can be got for collecting all these bobbleheads. For collecting 10 or half of all available bobbleheads, you get the Yes, I Play With Dolls achievement. And if you get all 20 of them, it's the Vault Tech CEO achievement. So I'm gonna go through each bobblehead and where you can find them. And a little bit about them, where they are in the game. So for the strength bobblehead, inside Lucas Sims's home, you can either kill or pick Lucas Sims's pocket for his keys, or you can pick an average lock to the front of his home. And in his bedroom on the 2nd floor on his desk is the strength bobblehead. This is a bobblehead you can miss. You can miss 3 of them in total, and this is one of them. If you blow up Megaton, you'll never get it. You can pick the lock, and if you fail the pick lock, you might break it, and I'm pretty sure you can go get the key so you can get it. But if you blow up Megaton, you'll never be able to get the strength bobblehead ever again. Perception. The far off northeast part of the map is where you could find the Republic of Dave, and Dave, being the megalomaniac that he is, the man who is a narcissist, loves himself. He has a museum dedicated to himself. And on the right-hand side, on the bookshelf, is the Perception bobblehead. For endurance, if you deem yourself strong enough to face off about a dozen Deathclaws in the Deathclaw Sanctuary down the ramp next to a Brahmin corpse, you'll be able to find the endurance bobblehead. What's nice about these bobbleheads is some of them have a little bit of a story to them. They have a little bit of meaning of why you can find them, where you can find them. For charisma, after fighting off waves and waves of Gary clones inside Vault 108, you'll find the cloning lab, and there you'll see a table with a map, and the bobblehead will be right there. For intelligence, once you get to Rivet City, look around, see the sights, meet the people, and eventually you'll find the science lab, and on one of Dr. Lee's tables, you'll find the intelligence bobblehead. Right when you walk in, you'll see Zimmer, you'll see Dr. Lee speaking with a couple other scientists, and that's where you can find the intelligence bobblehead. Again, that's one that tells a little bit of a story. That one fits where it is. Agility. Just southwest of Old Only in DC's largest nuclear waste dumping site is the Greener Pastures Disposal. And it's in a little office on a desk. I guess the story, the pun, is very much like you had to be quick to get in and get out, maybe. For luck, in the Arlington House, in the Arlington Cemetery, in the center of the Arlington Cemetery North, on a shelf in the basement is where you'll be able to find the luck bobblehead. This is also where the Lincoln Shrine is, if you've ever done that, especially if you speak to Abraham Washington, you'll be able to go and get some things for him and the Luck bobblehead. And now we're going to talk about the skills. And for the first skill, because they're done alphabetically, we have to talk about one of my favorite skills, Barter. And I have the Barter bobblehead. I was right. I do have the Barter bobblehead. What's wrong with this bobblehead? Please focus, camera. What's wrong with this bobblehead? It's a good little bobblehead. It's fun. It's fresh. You know, look at him go. He's got 101 on the back. Most of the ones I have say 111, but this one says 111 on it. Or excuse me, 101 on it. Why does he have a bottle cap? Bottle caps are post-war for currency. So why does he have a bottle? He should have a bag of money. This upsets me. This really upsets me, actually. Like, this, like, kind of, in my immersion, oh, no. On the Fallout shelf, he is kept with a stash of caps that I have. Willie DeWitt in chat goes, I thought it was a tambourine. Because it doesn't say Nuka-Cola on it, just a basic silver bottle cap. That's funny. In Evergreen Mills, the room next to Smiling Jack, which, by the way, if you go to Evergreen Mills and you speak to Smiling Jack, you could kill him. You might be able to buy it off him. I'm not sure. I always just kill him. You can kill him and get the terrible shotgun. It is the best shotgun in the game. I effing love that thing. On the right-hand side, the room next to Jack, on the right-hand side of that room, there are some shelves, and that's where you can find the Barter bobblehead in the bazaar of Evergreen Mills. For big guns, in Fort Constantine, there's a little house, the CQ Quarters. It's the same building where you can get the T-51B power armor. When you get to the bottom of the facility, there's a little safe that's open, and there's some other stuff that you can grab there, and the big guns bobblehead is one of them. The energy weapons bobblehead. This is another one that you can miss. It's in Raven Rock. It's in Colonel Augustus Autumn's bedroom. This is one every time I play, I always make sure to. I won't get every bobblehead, but I'll get the ones that I know that I can't get in case I want to go back and get them. This is one of those towards the end of it. There's going to be a couple of Enclave soldiers that come out. You make a hard left. His room is right there and you can grab it. The explosives bobblehead at WKML Broadcasting Station inside of the sealed cistern on a desk. There's a bunch of different locations you can kind of go through, and there's manhole covers that you can travel and traverse through, and you'll be able to find it just from looking around and exploring the world. The lockpit bobblehead is at the Bethesda Ruins, the East offices, second floor, near a easy lock safe. It's one of those that, like, the Bethesda Ruins aren't necessary to go to, except if you're looking for this. I remember playing on Xbox with a couple of guys who I just, like, met from playing Halo or Call of Duty or something, and then making jokes about that's where the entire budget for the game went, was to recreate the Bethesda Ruins. The medicine bobblehead, again, this is another one you can miss. In Vault 101, your dad, James, in his office, on his desk, when he's talking to you right before you go to take the goat, you turn to your left and look down, and the bobblehead is right there on the desk. If you miss it, that's it. Like, you get one other shot. You get kicked out of Vault 101. You're not allowed to go back until the Trouble on the Homefront quest. And if you forget to go back and get it in his office that time, then you'll never get it again. That's the three that you'll miss: strength, energy weapons, and medicine. And I think medicine, especially at the beginning of the game, is super important to get. So you have to go get medicine as soon as you can. For melee weapons, you go to the Dunwich building and traverse through the building and the Forsaken Dunwich ruins. And in the same room where you can destroy the, and I'm going to say this wrong, the Krivbeneth, next to some debris, you'll be able to find the melee weapons bobblehead. For the repair bobblehead, head on over to the collapsed highway that is Arafu. It's a small town, three or four houses. There's going to be Evan King's house, and all you have to do is pick the lock. It's an average pick lock. It doesn't affect your karma. Go on in. Immediately to your left, you're going to see a table. That table is where the bobblehead is. The science bobblehead inside of Vault 106, past the living quarters, down to the atrium, you kill an insane survivor, and in one of those rooms back there, you'll be able to find the science bobblehead. For small guns, you go into the National Guard Depot in a small room that is sealed storage. There's a switch somewhere on the third floor. Flip that switch. In that storage room, you'll be able to find small guns. Again, that one is very fitting, being in the National Guard Depot. For a sneak into the den of the Yaoguai, a metal box is next to a large body of water somewhere towards the end of the dungeon of the area, and that's where you'll be able to find the sneak bobblehead. For the speech bobblehead, this one makes absolute sense where it is. In Paradise Falls, inside of Eulogy's pad, on a table next to his terminal, you'll be able to find the bobblehead, which will increase your speech. And lastly, for unarmed, one of my favorites to find, you find it in Rockopolis, which is an unmarked location west of Smith Casey's garage. A large rock door that is lit up with a party banner. It's easier to see it at night. When you go in there, you'll be able to see the body of Argyle, the stalwart ghoul manservant that was a partner, a friend, a confidant of Herbert Daring Dashwood. It's probably my favorite one to find for that reason, that it makes the game bigger. You'll hear the story of Herbert Daring Dashwood on Galaxy News Radio, and you can just kind of go from there. You can kind of just do whatever you need to do, and you can't tell him that you found Argyle's body, but he will talk about him, and he is, Herbert Daring Dashwood, is considered an honorary ghoul by the people of Necropolis. Now, I get all of my lore off of fallout.fandom.com, the Nukipedia, if you will. I love these games, I play these games, but, you know, I need a reference every now and again. Real quick, some fun facts that I got myself off the wiki is in Point Lookout, the DLC, you can find fake bobbleheads called Schmaltek bobblehead that appear during the hallucinations when you have to drink from the punga to become part of the cult. Regardless of where the bobbleheads are found, they all wear Vault 101 jumpsuits, which I think is neat. The bobbleheads that were used as Fallout 3 promotional item by Bethesda are included in the Collector's Edition, which I showed you, and they are similar, but they're a little smaller. I just thought that was fun because I knew I was going to show that off as well. I love the bobbleheads. I think they're fantastic. Surprised we haven't seen more of them in the show. I know we see the one when Lucy gets to Philly, and that's really it. At least it feels like that's really it that we get to see of it. I could have been missing one. There was probably one associated with Bud Askins that I just totally missed, and I would like to see something else. I would like to see maybe them being sold. I would like to know how much they go for. I actually have a box of one right here. This is a loot. I have three of these. This Loot Crate exclusive. Do they come in boxes like this? I'm super curious. Why didn't they make these with 33s on the back or 32s or 31s? Like, very, very curious to know what they look like. How much they cost too. We know how much like comic books cost, like magazines and comics, like $33. How much are they? $300? I'm curious. I hope that you've enjoyed this because that has been this week's lore. Hey guys, I want to talk about something that has been important to me lately. If you've been following along at home, you probably know that I've been like super into comics lately. This is going to be super quick. They put Godzilla and Fortnite into rips. I got really lucky and got to play with my brother, and I have a recording of the two of us seeing Godzilla for the first time and just having a blast about it. But I've been on a real big lizard kick and a big comic kick for a while. And today while I was at work, I took one of my breaks and I saw that Toho has announced that Spider-Man is going to fight Godzilla. And it's right after he comes back with the symbiote. So that means there's a real chance that, which I've seen for years, there's a real chance that we might get a symbiote Godzilla, which means the Earth will implode. That's unstoppable. And they're drawing him as like 89, 84 Godzilla, which is fine. It's not my favorite, but like, it's one that a lot of people know because it was big in America. Also the other day it was announced that he's also fighting the Hulk, which I really want to see. I don't think anyone's going to win. Like, I think this is going to be one of those where like, cause there's rules with Godzilla. Like, he can lose kind of, but he's not allowed to like eat people. And Toho is like, you can't do X, Y, and Z. And then he's fighting the Fantastic Four. And Wolverine is supposed to be there. And Spider-Man's supposed to show up for that. So I don't know if this is going to be like a bunch of different books are just going to cross over into one. I don't know. Actually, I've been thinking about reading Fantastic Four and Hulk just because I want more stuff to read. And I think it'd be nice to read a story about a family that like cares for each other and they just all happen to have powers, or the big guy who's just having a really hard time managing his emotions. I think both of those are very interesting reads. And if they get to fight my favorite big lizard, also King Ghidorah and Galactus are like a thing together, where there's like art floating around online of the big golden three-headed dragon with Galactus's armor. I'm excited to see this happen. I hope you guys have enjoyed this week's episode. My name has been Vince. This has been Atomic Radio Hour, the Post-Nuclear Podcast, episode 336. Thank you once again to the Patreon. Thank you to Willie DeWitt for being here tonight. Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Discord. Join the Discord if you get a chance. There's links in the description to the Twitter, but I don't know if I'm going to be using Twitter much longer. I'll let you know if anything changes. Maybe I'll just go hardcore on using Instagram, but who knows? I love you. Also, there's a red bubble down there. I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Be safe. Try to keep a level head. I love you. I think I said that. I love you. Bye.
Atomic Radio Hour Podcast.
A Ghoulman Entertainment Production.